We started, formed back in 1996. Myself and Seamus Egan, the two, were the only two original, or actually two founding members of the band that remain. We were all living in New York at the time, New York City, and everyone actually in the band, the original lineup, was living in New York at the time. So we just, Seamus and I, wanted to put something together, and that's how it started.
What drew you to Irish traditional music?
My parents are from Ireland. Irish culture and like music, dance, and just our heritage was very important to my parents, that they keep it present in our household growing up. So, I mean, my whole family is from Ireland, so same as Seamus. Even though we were born in the States, all of our people and our parents come from Ireland, so it was a huge part of our lives growing up here over in the States. Seamus grew up in Philadelphia, and I grew up in New York, and then the rest of the band throughout the years have been from, you know, Ireland, parts of Ireland. Like right now, Mick McCauley is from Kilkenny in Ireland. Neve Barry and Barry, the singer, is from Cork, and Eamon McElholm is from County Tyrone.
Solace's newest album is The Turning Tide.
And that's right.
The first track on that is an instrumental, Hugo's Big Reel. Tell me about that song.
Well, Hugo's Big Reel was written by Seamus Egan. He composed it for this album, and it's a great track. I love it. It starts off with, it's sort of like, it's a very guitar-friendly track, and I love it. Yeah, and so Seamus Egan wrote it, and he named it after his little nephew, Hugo, so... A reel is R-E-E-L in Irish music. It's the term for a particular type of tune, like it's a dance tune, and a reel is a certain type of dance in Irish music.
Tell me a little bit more about Seamus Egan. Now, he plays a variety of instruments.
Yeah, Seamus plays, I can't even count the instruments. Like, he plays, his main instrument would have been flute when he was younger, and I mean, he still plays flute. But he plays everything. He plays mandolin, banjo, guitar, flute, whistles. Yeah, he's pretty extraordinary. Like, and he's a master on all of them. So it's pretty cool. There's five of us all together, and so I play fiddle. Then we have Mick McCauley, who plays accordion and keyboards and whistles, and he's a great singer also. And then we have Eamon McElholm on rhythm guitar, and he's also a great musician, very accomplished. He plays piano, cello, and he's an amazing singer also. And then we have Neve Varian Barry, who is our singer. She's a gorgeous singer, and she also plays viola. So everyone is, you know, everyone does multitasking in the band, and it makes for a pretty cool lineup, I think.
I think you can hear a good bit of that on the second track, The Ditching Boy. Tell me a bit about that.
Oh, yeah, The Ditching Boy. That's the second track on that album. And it's a song that was written by the amazing Richard Thompson. And we learned it from listening to him over the years. And it was high up there on our list of songs for this album just because of the content, and it's just a really cool song, and we're huge Richard Thompson fans. And you know, whenever you're doing a cover of someone else's stuff, especially someone as, you know, brilliant and excellent as Richard Thompson, you always have to be careful and just make sure that you're doing it justice. So I hope we did. We haven't been up to Alaska in probably about 10 years, but we're really looking forward to getting up there, like, big time. Like, you know, it's just, it's been too long, and we're really looking forward to it, you know.